You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
When you talk about Roger Clemens, you've got a guy who looks like what a dominating pitcher should look. Tall, broad-shouldered Texan. He was the model. And, year in and year out, durable. 354 career wins by the end of his career. Seven Cy Youngs, but I don't even think just saying seven really does it justice, because he won his first Cy Young when he was 23 with the Red Sox, and the last one, he was 41 when he won. I mean, this was a guy that kept himself in shape to pitch and just, came at hitters with his fastball, which, Aroldis Chapman might top it in the modern era, but very few people could really top the Roger Clemens fastball. He was an absolute heir to Nolan Ryan in terms of the power pitching intimidator. One game I remember when a catcher, not known as a strong hitter, hit a game-winning home run off of Clemens. And when we went to talk to Clemens about the home run in his Texas draw, he said, "I supplied the power." And I totally believe that he believed that he had hit the home run as much as the catcher had hit it, because it was on one of his high 90 fastballs. He did not mind intimidating hitters. He would pitch inside. He would use every tool that you could use. And he wound up at the end of his career, his WAR was almost 140, which for a pitcher, third all-time behind Cy Young and Walter Johnson. You can't put up better credentials on the field than Roger Clemens. Clemens would have, of course, been a Hall of Famer a long time ago had he not been outed for his PED use by the Mitchell Report, Major League Baseball's own investigative look at steroids and PED use in baseball. Clemens was actually the one guy that was really named in the Mitchell Report that had not been publicly disclosed as a steroid user. He has continued to maintain innocence, but there's too much evidence against him for writers to ignore it. So he, like Barry Bonds, is a guy that is absolutely at the top of his, at the top of the game in terms of his accomplishments as a player, but has been denied admission to the Hall of Fame for a long time as a result of the steroid connection. It's a real shame, because, this is a guy who, did work hard at conditioning to keep himself in shape, and started off with so many gifts. And, I think he worked to make the most of them. Never really quite, had that moment with the Red Sox. He was with the Red Sox in the era when they couldn't get the big finishing win that, they had to wait until 2004 to end the curse of the Bambino when he was no longer there, but did go on and get two World Series rings with the Yankees in 2000 and 2001. Even went to a World Series with his hometown Houston Astros at the end of his career. He's a guy that without the steroid chapter, we would be talking about as one of the all-time great pitchers in the game's history.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.